We'll go on to the screening test. What exactly is screening? Screening is identification of the disease in any individual before the symptoms appear using a simple test. So in cervical cancer, we have the screening test available as Pap smear. Conventional Pap smear, we all know that it has brought about the successfully reduced the incidence of cervical cancer in developed countries. But we are not able to do it in India for obvious reasons, like we are unable to implement it as a program. So we have looked for alternative approaches of cervical cancer screening tests which are suitable for developing countries or in settings where the resources are less. So these methods are visual screening methods, VIA, visual inspection with acetic acid, visual inspection with Lugol's iodine. And the new generation screening tests that are coming up are HPV DNA tests. Right now they are quite expensive and it is difficult to implement as a screening method, for population-based screening methods. So after screening, we have to identify the diagnosis, and it has to be linked up with treatment. So that basic treatment methods for cervical precancers, the conservative methods which are outpatient methods, are cryotherapy, and another new method is cold coagulation and loop electrosurgical excision procedures. So if you look at the traditional approach for any screening program, screen followed by diagnosis and treat. So you do screening using any of the available tests which are suitable for your conditions and resources. So once you screen, if there is no abnormality, you reassure the woman and advise on rescreening either once in 3 years or 5 years, depending upon the local guidelines. If there is any abnormality that is detected on screening, which are screen positive, they have to be subjected for diagnostic test. So here the diagnostic test is colposcopy and guided biopsy. So on biopsy, the histopathology is the gold standard for confirmation of the diagnosis. So on biopsy, if there is no lesion, then these women have to be again reassured and allow them to come for regular screening as per the guidelines. If there is any lesion, these lesions have to be treated. Depending upon the type of lesion, we will be discussing in our next lectures. And after treatment, again, all these women have to be followed up for evidence of any recurrence or persistence of the lesions. So this is the whole approach of cervical cancer prevention by screening, screen and treat method. So the visual screening methods are visual inspection with acetic acid, 3 to 5% of acetic acid. And the next method is visual inspection with Lugol's iodine. Visual inspection with acetic acid using aided magnification also has been tried, but it has not shown any advantage, so we usually don't advise that. So VIA and VILI are the commonly used screening tests. So for any visual screening test, we need a speculum examination. For speculum examination, so this is how when the woman lies down and the speculum is inserted, we will be exposing the cervix. So once you visualize the cervix, then apply these chemicals. You can make out any changes if there are any abnormalities and note those changes. And depending upon the type of abnormality, we proceed further for diagnosis and treatment. So this is how we perform speculum examination, which is the basic prerequisite for any visual screening method. So you have already heard about the physiological basis of visual screening. So that is the speculum examination of the cervix, where you see the peripheral outer squamous epithelium, which is smooth pinkish color, and the central portion closer to the external os. This is the external os. The portion which is closer to external os, which is reddish in color, that is columnar epithelium, and they both meet at a junction, and this is called as femocolumnar junction. And if you see the microscopic appearance of squamous epithelium, multi-layered squamous epithelium and single-layered columnar epithelium, and that is how it looks at the squamocolumnar junction, the squamous epithelium meeting the single-layered columnar epithelium. Again, the transformation zone, repeating the transformation zone. Whenever you do a spectrum examination or visual screening method, first you have to observe the external os. Then you can easily identify this squamocolumnar junction. So the area which is away from the squamocolumnar junction is the squamous epithelium, and the one which is towards the external os is the columnar epithelium. And Dr. Shravani has already explained you about transformation zone. So it is the area between the original squamocolumnar junction or original squamous junction, which we cannot make out as a line, because it is mixed with the squamous original squamous epithelium with the new metaplastic squamous epithelium. But the new squamocolumnar junction can be visualized as a prominent line. So if you can appreciate, identify this line, you can easily assess the transformation zone. And it is important that you have to identify the transformation zone, because the neoplastic process starts in that transformation zone. And the changes will appear, the precancerous changes and cancerous changes will start in that zone. So this is the transformation zone at various age groups. The first picture is in a pubertal age group, and this is the picture in a early reproductive age group, when the woman is in her 20s. So here the squamocolumnar junction is located to the periphery, so that more of columnar epithelium is seen, which appears as ectopy. And this is the picture in the middle reproductive age group, that is up in 30s, where the squamocolumnar junction proceeds towards the external os due to metaplastic process. So this line moves little bit closer to os. And this new transformation zone, new squamocolumnar junction, goes inside the canal in postmenopausal women. So that is why in postmenopausal women, you will be seeing only this squamous epithelium. This squamocolumnar junction has receded inside the endocervical canal. So by looking at the transformation squamocolumnar junction, you can identify the age of the woman. So these are the appearances of different ages. The first picture, where the squamocolumnar junction is is more towards the periphery, in early reproductive age group, this is the middle age group, and this is perimenopausal age group, and the junction is seen close to external os, and in this the junction has gone inside the endocervical canal. So it is very, very important, because you have to identify this squamocolumnar junction, then only you will be able to trace the transformation zone and look for any abnormalities. If you look at the pathophysiological basis of VIA, the dilute acetic acid causes reversible coagulation or precipitation of cellular proteins. It also causes swelling of the epithelial tissues and dehydrates the cells, and helps in coagulating and clearing the mucus secretions of cervix. Areas of CIN are precancerous or cancerous lesions, they undergo maximum coagulation due to higher content of nuclear proteins and prevent passage of light from the epithelium, resulting in acetovite change. Whenever a normal epithelium, the light passes through all the layers, because the intracellular protein content is not high. Whereas in a precancerous cell, CIN changes have set in, there is active proliferation of cells. So the proliferation of cells means there is lot of intracellular proteins. So when there is intracellular proteins are there, when you apply acetic acid, this protein gets coagulated and the cell becomes opaque and the light cannot pass through these opaque layers of the cells. So that is why this particular area with abnormal changes will appear as aceto-white color. So that is the basis of VIA test. Understood? Similarly, the pathophysiological basis of villi. Squamous epithelium contains glycogen. And glycogen stains with iodine. And it appears as dark brown or mahogany brown color. The columnar epithelium is a single layer and it does not contain glycogen. So, when iodine is applied, Lugol's iodine is applied, there is no change. The columnar epithelium looks reddish in color only, even after applying iodine. When there are abnormal areas of CIN or cervical cancer, whenever there is a CIN change, again these are neoplastic cells which are actively undergoing neoplastic process. The glycogen is exhausted, so there is lack of glycogen in these particular cells. So when iodine is applied, since there is no glycogen, these cells, the area in these cells where the abnormal cells are there, they do not take up the iodine stain. So these areas appear as mustard yellow colored or iodine non-uptake areas. So iodine non-uptake or mustard yellow colored areas are abnormal areas. So, what are the instruments and supplies that are required for conducting performing a VIA test? You need an examination table where the woman can lie down comfortably. You need a good light source. You have to have a halogen light source so that the light is not yellow light. It's a white colored spot free lamp. You have to have bivalve specular because they are self retaining, so there is no need for any assistance. Self-retaining bivalve specula and the instrument tray containing the ring forceps or punch biopsy forceps, everything in handy. And you also need cotton swabs, examination gloves, and the supplies you need are freshly prepared acetic acid, either 4% or 5% acetic acid, of course Lugol's iodine, and 0.5% chlorine solution. This is what is called as bleach solution, which we use it to decontaminate the instruments and gloves. And you also should have a report form for documenting the results. So who should be tested? Any woman with intact uterus and cervix between ages of 30 to 50 years. Because beyond 50, VIA is not advisable because we are not going to see the spermocolumnar junction and postmenopausal changes will be set in. So the test, the criteria will not be easily identified. So generally VIA is advised up to 50 years. Then when to perform VIA? It can be performed at any time during the menstrual cycle. Even during menses also, it can be performed by wiping away the blood, excess of, because in whenever you go for camps, the woman coming, likelihood of woman coming back for screening is difficult. So in those situations, instead of sending back the woman, you can still do the test by cleaning the cervix. During pregnancy also we can do gently. During postpartum and post-abortal checkups also this test can be done. And it can be performed in women suspected or known to have any STIs or even HIV. There are no main contraindications to perform this test. Coming to the test procedure, first inspect the external genital, first take the informed consent and general examination. Coming to the gynecological examination, inspect the external genitalia, like for any gynecological examination, then insert a speculum gently so that, and open the blades, fix the speculum so that the cervix is visualized totally. Both the lips of the cervix and the external os have to be visualized properly. When the cervix is exposed, the lips are perpendicular to the speculum. After inserting speculum, you look and check for evidence of any infections or white discharges, or any other superficial ulcerations or polyps or warts, etc. Remove the discharge gently with a saline swab. Never use dry swabs because it causes trauma to the epithelium. So gently remove the excess of discharge. Then identify the external os. And once you identify the external os, then look for spermocolumnar junction. After that, you apply acetic acid on the cervix generously. Wait for 1 minute. After applying acetic acid, keep watching to look for the appearance of changes on the cervix. And after 1 minute only, you come to conclusion about your report. Inspect the spermocolumnar junction, whether there are any lesions appearing, and if any lesion is there, then document the findings. Explain the test result to the woman. Remove the excess of acetic acid that you have applied with a dry swab and remove the speculum gently. So this is the picture showing the woman lying down on the examination table in a modified lithotomy position, where the legs are flexed at the knee joint and at the hips, so that woman can be relaxed and comfortable even for the test provided to perform the test. And that is the halogen lamp to look to inspect the cervix. And this is the trolley on the side of the examination table containing all the consumables and specula, examination gloves, etc. So whenever you do speculum examination, what are the various appearances of cervix you will come across? Either you can see the cervix as a nulliparous cervix. When the external os is small, round, it's a nulliparous cervix, or a parous cervix where the external os is transversely slit with lateral tears sometimes. You will also be coming across with squamous metaplasia and ectopy, especially in a younger reproductive age group woman. Sometimes you will be seeing inflammations, congested cervix with superficial excoriations. You will be also coming across with Nabokovian cysts. These are the retention cysts. These are the physiological retention cysts, and they are not abnormal. It's not any abnormality. Sometimes you will be seeing small, round mucus polyps protruding through the external os. You will be also seeing discharges. Either it could be some excess of physiological discharges or inflammatory discharges. Warts also can be seen on the cervix and vagina. You will be coming across with squamous intraepithelial lesions. That is the low grade or high grade lesions. These are the precancerous lesions, or a growth which can be a cancerous. And sometimes you will be performing VIA test in post-treated women, where you will be seeing the changes of the cervix on the post-treated women. So VIA is performing a vaginal speculum examination, during which a healthcare provider applies dilute acetic acid. Generally it is either 4% or 5% of acetic acid, which is nothing but a vinegar. Apply it to the cervix generously and viewing the cervix with naked eye to identify the color changes on the cervix after 1 minute. Abnormal tissue temporarily appear white when exposed to acetic acid. So this test will yield the results immediately. Determining whether the test result is either positive or negative for possible precancerous lesions or cancerous lesions. So the report is immediately. So the test result can be categorized either test negative, VIA negative, when there are no acetovite lesions, or sometimes faint acetovite lesions or polyps or cervicitis or inflammation or nevothiensis. If you find all this, they are all VIA negative. A test is positive when there are sharp, distinct, well-defined, dense acetovite areas which are dull or opaque white, with or without raised margins and touching the squamocolumnar junction or abutting the squamocolumnar junction. That means this lesion is located in the transformation zone. Or it can be as VIA suspicious for cancer. When you find an ulceroproliferative growth taking up dense acetovite areas like this. So that is the first picture, is the one. Even after applying acetic acid, there is no change on the cervix. And this is how a good VIA test becomes a positive VIA test. And this is how an ulcerated cervix with thick raised chalky white, acetovite areas, which this is a suspicious for cervical cancer. So we will discuss in detail about which are the types of lesions that are positive and which have to be categorized as negative. Because it's very, very important to identify VIA and score this VIA properly. Otherwise, you will be ending up in many VIA positives or VIA negatives, and ultimately the effectiveness of the screening program will go wasted. So first we will see what is the VIA positive. VIA positive is scored when there are well defined, a distinct, dense white colored areas, and these white colored areas can be either opaque or dull or oystered white acetovite areas. So we call these white colored areas as acetovite areas because they are appearing after application of acetic acid. So white colored acetovite areas which are touching the squamocolumnar junction are touching the external os. Sometimes in this case, when the lesion is a big lesion, you won't be able to see this squamocolumnar junction. So this lesion is touching the external os. So the lesion has to be touching the squamocolumnar junction or the external os. Or the lesion can be a circumferential white lesion surrounding the external os. Or the whole cervix turns white. Especially in a large lesion, the entire cervix becomes acetovite color. So whenever you find all these features, you will label it as a VIA positive test. Understood? So whenever you see an acetovite area, you also have to look into the characteristics of these acetovite areas. Look for the intensity of the acetovite color, whether it's a transparent white or dull and opaque white or oyster white or chalky white. So depending upon the intensity of acetovite color, you can actually grade the disease. Also look for the borders and demarcations of the white lesions. Regular borders indicate a CIN. If the borders are diffuse or indiscriminate, then they mostly go in favor of metaplasia or milder forms of CINs. So a acetovite area with a regular border will definitely indicate a high grade lesion. The size of the acetovite area and location of the acetovite area. So you have to mention the location in either in forms in the in terms of quadrants, four quadrants. So it's easy for you to explain or document it. Also, you have to look at the extension of this acetovite area, whether it's going inside the canal or going on to the hornices of the vagina. So all these features are important whenever you find an acetovite area. This will give us an idea about assessing the, guiding us about the grade of the disease. So, when do you call VIA negative? VIA negative means normal. So, any lesion which is not a VIA positive will become a VIA negative. So, quite often it is confusing. You may be in a dilemma whether it's a positive or whether it's really a negative scoring. So, whenever you find, whenever there are no acetovite areas, you label it as VIA negative. Sometimes you find bluish white lesions are faint, patchy like lesions are doubtful lesions without definite margins. So this you can come across in squamous metaplasias. So they are not VIA positives because there are no clear cut margins. Sometimes a small polyp protruding through the ass may also take a white color, because the mucus on the polyp can look like a VIA areas. They are not VIA positives. They are VIA negatives. Sometimes Nabothian cysts appear as yellowish white color, button like areas, or pimple like or acne like areas on the cervix. And they are not attached to this femocolumnar junction, but they are located in the transformation zone. So, Nabothian cysts are not VIA positives. Sometimes you will find faint line-like acetovitening either at the squamocolumnar junction. The squamocolumnar junction sometimes it becomes more prominent. It is not labeled as VIA positive. Acetovite areas which are far away from the transformation zone, which are not attached to the squamocolumnar junction, these are called as satellite lesions. And you will not label them as VIA positives. They are VIA negatives. Sometimes you will find streak-like acetovitening. The mucus on the epithelium, it tends to become, whenever you apply acetic acid, gets coagulated, tries to separate. And it appears as streak-like acetovite areas. It is not a patchy area. So that is not a VIA positive area. Similarly, dot-like areas on the columnar epithelium is also not a VIA positive area. Whenever there are shiny or cloudy white lesions with ill-defined and indefinite margins, these are all VIA negative categories. So again, invasive cancer is scored if there is a clinically visible ulceroproliferative growth on the cervix that bleeds on touching and which becomes chalky white in color. So understood? Any doubts? We'll move on to the examples of VIA. So this is the cervix. When you look after speculum examination, you can see the picture clearly. So this is the external os. If you look at this is the columnar epithelium, and to the periphery is the smooth pinkish color squamous epithelium, and you can easily see the junction, squamocolumnar junction all around the cervix. And you are not seeing any acetovite areas. So this is a VIA negative cervix with large ectropion. Maybe the woman is in her 20s. So you are seeing large area of columnar epithelium. So again, this is also, you are seeing most of the area occupying the columnar epithelium. This is all the columnar epithelium. And to the periphery, you can see the squamous epithelium and squamocolumnar junction. large ectropion, and the columnar epithelium is thrown into rugae here, and the acetic acid is coagulating this mucus in this rugae, columnar rugae, which is appearing as a faint acetovite areas, but it is not a VIA positive lesion. There is no patch like acetovite area. So this is another cervix. This femocolumnar junction is close to os. You can see the mucus inside the canal, and the squamous epithelium in the transformation zone, you are not able to see any acetovite areas. There is no change in the epithelium after applying acetic acid. So again, this is VIA negative. Can any one of you can tell this femocolumnar junction in this case? Can you show the femocolumnar junction? Yeah. Draw all round. Show it all round.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, good. So you have to see the femocolumnar junction in its entire 360 degrees. So that is the femocolumnar junction close to external os. The os is widely open, gaping os. You can see the clear mucus coming through the canal. And on the ectocervix or on the squamous epithelium, you are not seeing any changes on the epithelium. And this is the glare. Don't think that it is acetovite area. It's a photographic glare. So this again, this is a VIA negative because you are not finding any acetovite areas. Yes. This is, can any other person can show? The copper tea threads. So these are the copper tea threads, and this is the femocolumnar junction. The junction is slightly prominent after applying acetic acid. The squamous epithelium is pinkish white, the columnar epithelium is reddish color, and you are not seeing any acetovite areas. So this is again VIA negative. Even though this femocolumnar junction is appearing slightly prominent. So this is again, you can see the femocolumnar junction, the columnar epithelium, and this is the mucus with the air bubbles. So you have to clear the mucus properly, gently. Don't rub too much, they may start bleeding. So that's the mucus. It's not a VIA acetovite patch. This femocolumnar junction is seen all round, and there are no acetovite areas seen either on the ectocervix or in the endocervical region on the columnar epithelium. So again, you are seeing the femocolumnar junction. The junction is prominent, and here you can see faint cloudy like or glassy like translucent faint acetovite area, which is a metaplastic epithelium. It's not clear in this, but you can see in the series, and the margins are not clear cut. So that also is again VIA negative. So this is again another VIA. Here you can see the advancing margins, metaplastic epithelium closer to the femocolumnar junction. But these immature metaplastic areas, the transparent acetovitening is not like a dense patch with clear cut margins are not there. So again, this is a VIA negative.
here again.
So, this is the stemo-columnar junction. Here you can see a tongue-like, faint, transparent, acetovitelling, and there are no clear-cut margins. So, this is because of the metaplastic process that is going on. Again, this is a VIA negative. There are no definite margins for this transparent acetovite area. So, here again, there are no clear cut acetovite area with definite margins. So, it's again VIA negative. So, here you can see some of the areas, translucent areas, which are blending with the surrounding epithelium, which are due to metaplastic process. So, in this, you are able to see the squamocolumnar junction. You are seeing at 4 o'clock here. Are you able to see acetovite area? There is a acetovite area with clear cut margins, but it is not attached to the squamocolumnar junction. It is away from the squamocolumnar junction. That means it is away from the transformation zone. And these areas are called as satellite lesions. So, they are not VIA positive areas. See, the transformation zone means it has to be, the advancing margin has to be attached to the squamocolumnar junction. It is away from the squamocolumnar junction, even though it is in the zone, but it is towards the periphery of the zone. So, there is another lesion at 10 o'clock. These lesions are not going to progress into malignancies. So, that is the reason why we are not worried about these satellite lesions. They are only low risk type of HPV infections. So, whenever there is a satellite lesion like this, he categorized them as VIA negative. So, here again, the squamocolumnar junction is here close to us. And you see a acetovite area with finger-like or feathery-like margins. The margins are clear-cut, feathery-like. But again, it is not attached to the squamocolumnar junction. This is again another satellite lesion, which is VIA negative. So, here, the squamocolumnar junction, but what is it here? That's a Nabothian cyst. It's a yellowish-white area with smooth epithelium on which a blood vessel is seen traversing. So, whenever you see a raised smooth epithelium, cyst-like area with a traversing blood vessel, it is a Nabothian cyst. You can even come across multiple Nabothian cysts on the cervix, which will distort the appearance of the cervix also. But always it is a physiological process and you are not supposed to do any manipulation on this. You can just leave them. So, this is again a VIA negative. So, here in the first picture, what are you finding? You are seeing the external os. The squamocolumnar junction is not clearly visible. There is some white colored part. So, when you apply acetic acid and see this picture, you are able to see the squamocolumnar junction. And this is the mucus plug that has cleared after applying the acetic acid, and you try to remove that mucus plug. Apply acetic acid. Acetic acid will clear the mucus, and once you clear that mucus plug, you are able to see the squamocolumnar junction prominently, and there are no acetovite areas. Acetovite patches are not there. And that is not an acetovite patch. It's a mucus, inspissated mucus. Sometimes you can come across with such mucus artifacts. So in an inflamed cervix, you will be seeing strawberry colored spots. So this is a typical picture of a trichomonas infection. So there are no astrovite patches, and this is again a VIA negative. So here you are finding cloudy white colored patch with indiscriminate margins, transparent white colored, glassy white, indefinite margins and ill-defined margins. Though it is attached to the spermocolumnar junction, this is again a VIA negative. This is because of the squamous metaplasia. So again, this is a thick mucus plug coming through the os. It's not a VIA positive area. Remove the mucus plug, disappears. And on the columnar epithelium, sometimes you will find dot-like areas when the mucus on the villi will get cleared with acetic acid, and sometimes it appears as dots. So there is no clear-cut patch. Dot-like areas on the columnar epithelium again is a VIA negative. So these are all the different categories where VIA is negative. And these are the instances where one can get confused whether it's a VIA positive or VIA negative. So one has to clearly examine and score it as whether it's a VIA positive or VIA negative. Any doubts about VIA negative? So now we will go on to VIA positive examples. So what are you seeing here? There is a opaque, well-defined acetovite area abutting to the squamocolumnar junction on the posterior lip of the cervix with clear margins. The borders are very clear, occupying almost the lower half of the cervix. And there is also another acetovite area, opaque area, but this is not attached to the squamocolumnar junction. So the lesion on the posterior lip is VIA positive because it is almost attached to the squamocolumnar junction, whereas the lesion on the anterior lip is VIA negative. But here we label this woman as VIA positive. So another example, you can see the squamocolumnar junction all around the cervix. On the anterior lip at 12 o'clock, there is a opaque acetovite area. Margins are clear cut. This is again VIA positive. So another example. Opaque acetovite area with clear cut margins, somewhat dense. On the posterior lip also you are seeing another acetovite area, but the margins in the lesion on the anterior lip, you are seeing it, they are stopping short on the external os, whereas in the lesion on the posterior lip, it is going inside the endocervical canal. So the margins are extending inside the canal on the lesion on the posterior lip, whereas on the anterior lip, you are able to see the margin. So again, this is VIA positive. So this is again another example of well-defined opaque acetovite area on the anterior lip, which is attached to the squamocolumnar junction. And there is no lesion on the posterior lip. The squamocolumnar junction is seen. There is a small elongated long opaque acetovite area abutting the squamocolumnar junction. This is a very small lesion, one can easily miss, but this is again a VIA positive. If you take a biopsy from this focus, you will be getting CIN lesion in this also. And here, you are seeing mucus. It's not a astrovite area, it is a mucus coming from the os. And the lesion is a small lesion on the anteriorly at 2 o'clock position. So you still label it as VIA positive. So another lesion, a dense, opaque, well-defined lesion on the posterior lip attached to the squamocolumnar junction on the lower lip. So here you are seeing multiple lesions. Dense, opaque, acetovite area with clear cut margins attached to the squamocolumnar junction. There is another lesion, there is one more lesion. These two are not quite attached, but inside the canal, on the columnar epithelium also, there is acetovitening. So, this is again VIA positive. So, this is a large area with acetovite area with opaque acetovite color, digitating margins again attached to squamocolumnar junction, and the lesion on the lower lip is extending inside the endocervical canal. So here a dense acetovite area here on the anterior lip. Again, VIA positive. So, here the entire posterior lip is dense acetovite, and here it started bleeding on touch. Yeah, look at this picture. The entire cervix is covered with acetovite area, and there are bleeding points. Can see. So this probably could be a high grade or micro invasive lesion. So the lesion is going inside the endocervical canal. You cannot see the inner margin of the lesion. The entire cervix is covered with acetovite area. So again, this is another lesion, large acetovite area covering both the lips of the cervix. So here, this picture is taken after applying iodine. So this, one can miss such lesions when you first see it after applying acetic acid. Because the entire cervix is covered by acetovite area. So you may think that the entire cervix is looking normal because there is no patch-like differentiating areas. But this, when we applied Lugol's iodine, then the changes of mustard yellow colored changes are seen, and reapplying acetic acid, now we are able to see the acetovite area. So why I am telling is, like, when the lesion is occupying, covering the entire cervix, we can miss such lesions. So this is a VIA positive, that's the picture before applying acetic acid, irregular cervix, and after applying acetic acid, you can see chalky white, raised, large, irregular area with irregular surface and bleeding points. So this is highly suspicious of invasive cancer. So this is again a proliferative growth involving both the lips of the cervix with bleeding points. The acetovite areas are obliterated by the bleeding. So these are invasive cancers, suspicious for cancer. Again, this is another example of irregular surface contour. So, ulcer of proliferative growth, chalky white areas, irregular ulcerated areas, and bleeding on touch. So, such lesions are immediately you should not attempt anymore. Better to refer to a higher center. So what are the management options? What to do if you get a VIA test positive? Either you can offer treatment immediately, or if you have facilities for confirmatory diagnosis or adjunctive testing, either by HPV test or colposcopy, you can refer them to a higher center. Or if you are working in a primary health care, centers in primary health care, you can either treat them immediately. So it's a simple, easy to learn approach, and that is minimally reliant upon infrastructure. You just need only a speculum and acetic acid. And you don't need much sustaining costs. It's a relatively a cheaper test. And many types of healthcare providers can perform this test. Nurses, ANMs have done this test in rural areas, and they have successfully screened a lot of women and identified lesions. And the test results are immediately available, so that there is no disadvantage that we will be losing this woman who will never turn back for further confirmatory diagnosis. So, once the results are immediately available, you can either treat the woman, or if the test is negative, you can counsel her and send her back. So, it is very easily integrated. You can integrate this test into primary healthcare services. But it has got certain limitations. The specificity of this test is moderate. And lot of resources will be spent on unnecessary treatment of women who actually don't have lesion. Because since this is a screening test, you are picking up lot of suspected lesions. So they may not be having definite lesions. So this is a screening test only. So you will be unnecessarily wasting your resources, because the specificity is moderate. And most important thing is, this is a subjective test. You have to have retraining and quality assurance of this screening test on the providers who are conducting this test. And this test is less accurate in postmenopausal women. So now we'll quickly go to Willy. So again, Willy is same. Speculum examination, performing speculum examination, during which we apply Lugol's iodine to the cervix and viewing the cervix with naked eye to identify the color changes of the cervix. So again, this test is categorized as a test positive or test negative. The precancerous and lesions and invasive cancers, they don't take up iodine due to lack of glycogen, and they appear as well-defined thick mustard or saffron yellow colored areas, so which are categorized as Willy positive. So VIA Willy negative means normal. The normal squamous epithelium turns brown color. The columnar epithelium does not take any, there is no change in the color. Or sometimes there may be irregular or partial or patchy non-iodine uptake areas. This is because of the metaplastic areas. So, that's a normal cervix after applying acetic acid, and this is how it looks after applying Lugol's iodine. You are seeing the brown colored squamous epithelium that has taken up the iodine, and this is the columnar epithelium. There is no change in the color. Because of the iodine color, it may appear orangish color. And you can clearly see the squamocolumnar junction very prominently seen. So, this is Willy negative. So, Willy is scored as positive when there is a dense, thick, bright, mustard or saffron yellow colored iodine negative areas seen in the cervix. Again, these areas have to be located in the transformation zone, which are touching the squamocolumnar junction. And Willy positive in invasive cancers, again it is a dense yellow colored areas observed on ulceroproliferative growth. So, these are the examples of Willy positive. A well-defined bright yellow iodine. So, this is the squamous epithelium, the squamocolumnar junction, normal columnar epithelium. Here you are finding a mustard yellow color, iodine non-uptake area attached to the splenocolumnar junction, which is called as Willi positive. Similarly, this is another example, the splenocolumnar junction. You are seeing a dense mustard yellow color or saffron yellow color area on the anterior lip with the clear cut definite margins. So again, this is the previous case where we saw VIA positive. Now it has become mustard yellow colored non-iodine uptake areas. So here anterior lip there is a mustard yellow colored non-iodine uptake area which is Willi positive. This is again another example of Willi positive. So here mustard yellow colored, the margins are well demarcated. So on the anterior lip you are seeing mustard yellow colored iodine non-uptake areas. The rest of the cervix is appearing normal. This we have already discussed. So this is a large mustard yellow colored, somewhat raised area, raised and rolled out margins. So this is suspicious of a high grade squamous intraepithelial lesion. So another large mustard yellow colored high grade lesion. So this is the invasive cancer where in the earlier picture you have seen the astrovite, raised dense astrovite areas, and those areas have become mustard yellow colored raised areas. So we have, this is a quick reference chart. We are going to give these charts for your ready, as a ready reckoner. You can put it in your examination or screening rooms so that one can easily revise and score the lesions. So there is a lot of evidence on visual screening tests. So these tests have been studied in studies using different types of healthcare providers, the nurses, ANMs, technicians, doctors, they all have done, and a large evidence is available from studies from India itself, and the pooled data has shown that the sensitivity of VIA is 77% and the specificity is 86%. And with Willi, it is almost 92% and 85% specificity.